Hello, this is Claire Thayer from MCOL, and I'm welcoming Garrett Jackson, Chief Financial Officer of National Patient Account Services at HCA Healthcare, based in Louisville, Kentucky. Garrett will talk a little bit with us about current trends and predictive likelihood of payment for providers. It's good to have you here with us today, Garrett.
Thank you.
And we have several questions that we're going to talk with Garrett about today, and we'll go ahead and just get started. And our first one, if you can tell us a little bit more about what does National Patient Account Services do?
Well, National Patient Account Services, which we call NPAS, is the healthcare industry's largest provider of early out collection services. What we try to do is ease the burden created by the ways that hospitals do their AR and try to get accounts paid for those patients or resolved for those patients. We're not a collection agency. We work in an early out capacity, which means we're identified as an extension of the business office for that particular facility. And because of that, really a large portion of our inventory is either uninsured or underinsured, which requires contact with the patients via both phone and mail.
Okay, and how have you been using predictive modeling over the past year?
Well, we've used predictive modeling in a few different ways, but one of the largest areas that's impacted our performance is in the ability to compare our payment results on the accounts that we've worked in prior history to what we believe the trends are going to be in the future. And part of that has resulted around a framework that includes a likelihood of payment using the patient type, balance size, credit score, and then prior payment history in some cases to try to predict which accounts may or may not pay. And what we've tried to do from there is assign and segment workflow accordingly to work those accounts that we believe are most have the best return and move accounts quickly through the process that we don't believe we have a high likelihood of gaining payment on. Another area that we've used this is really to look at hospital profiles. And what I mean by that is that we've actually compared Census Bureau information with cost report information, Medicare cost report information, to find out, you know, what hospitals may have more of a need and less of a need based on their demographics. And we've used things like the top 10 zip codes and that their registrations are coming from, compared that to the census income levels in those zip codes, and then looked at the hospital's profitability and whether or not they're a teaching or urban or various other aspects in the cost report. And really, this has been used to help price business and also target some hospitals that may need assistance.
Okay, that sounds good. And what have you found to be the most challenging part of modeling your data?
Well, I think one of the most challenging parts in all predictive modeling is whether or not the information is available and whether it's doing what you'd like it to do. And in our case, you know, we always want to make sure that the results that we're modeling are based on the inputs that we used inside the model. And in a few cases, we don't know necessarily in all cases if the payment was driven in by a specific action or if the payment came in through something else. And so we've spent a lot of time trying to focus on that data. And then what other factors could have ever led to that result? Because that could be new areas for us to design and see if there are predictive models that might help us in that area. And lastly, if there's data that we think might help us, is there a way for us to capture that data? And so our most challenging part has always been around making sure the data does what we think it's doing and that the models are good predictors of the result that we're shooting to try to get in those cases.
Okay, and what are some of the recent trends that you're seeing in your field related to data as well as the current economy?
Well, I think one of the biggest things we've seen over the past 6 months is that we've had an actual, we do obtain credit information and credit scores, and we've actually seen a 30-point decrease in our average scores while those accounts have been here at NPAS. And we don't score everything, so it's really a small sample of the population, but you know, looking at that trend over the last few months, it's very concerning that the U.S. Healthcare industry is starting to see these accounts and the possibly some of the impacts of the uninsured and the underinsured coming through by the reductions in their credit scores, which means they're not able to pay their other bills like credit cards and other things as well. Some of the puzzling things about that is that we've actually experienced some of our highest collection results in the past few years during the first quarter, especially on pure self-pay. And when you compare it to the trends on what's going on with the credit scores, it really doesn't add up 100%. So we've been doing a lot of information gathering around what might be causing that and whether there's maybe some trends out there that that we need to be picking up on. We've also found that there's just a little bit more movement out in the workplace around modeling and general predictive modeling, and that vendors are starting to push that a little bit more as well. There's more vendors out there in this area trying to capitalize on predictive modeling.
And how are you trying to coordinate this new trend into some of the newer models you're developing?
Well, like I said, we have seen a little bit more movement into this in the marketplace. And so acceptance, for instance, from hospitals has gone up quite a bit as far as trying to utilize a predictive model of some sort to guess at the level of work that might need to be done or whether an account will pay or won't pay. So we've tried to start to we're seeing more traction in people willing to try things that we've in the past have shied away from trying to do related to that. In addition, we're starting to update our models with this newer trend. And so one of the things in payment history is that if the payment history of people change, you know, should our model reflect those newer trends as far as what a credit score means in relation to how they're paying their bills. And so we're starting to incorporate some of that data along with prior payment history in general of the patients. And so if a patient's been to the hospital two or three times in the past, we've started to incorporate that into our model to say what was their result before. And so we're running more of a step model now that runs a prediction, and then it goes back and it looks at the prior payment history compared with all the other input results to give us a more accurate model on the results there. Those are just a couple of the ways that we're trying to incorporate some of the newer trends.
Okay, and what plans, kind of our last question here, is what plans do you see that you're developing for predictive modeling use in the future?
Well, I think one of the biggest things for us is trying to predict the type of work that might need to be used to get a certain type of an account collected. And what I mean by that is that in a lot of cases, we use a predictive model now to determine whether it will pay or it won't pay. But within that will pay market, if we could determine whether a call or a letter is most effective and when exactly that might be most effective to get that money collected, it would allow us to start to segment accounts even further into groups of accounts that definitely require calls versus group of accounts that we can most likely get most of the money via letters, and really kind of look at the cost savings that we might be able to gain there and utilization of our workforce to drive results as high as possible for our organization. We also really plan on incorporating predictive modeling into our quality process as far as account codes and timing of calls, and each code has a certain result on it based on what happened on that call, and trying to look at predictive models to see if we can identify accounts that are outside the norm in those various segments to try to get our quality process to pick up on things that you can't humanly look at by only reviewing a small percentage of accounts that each collector works each month. So those are a couple of the biggest things.
Okay, sounds great and very interesting. And for our audience, you have been listening to Garrett Jackson from HCA Healthcare sharing excerpts from his Predictive Modeling Web Summit presentation titled Current Trends in Predicting Likelihood of Payments for Providers. His complete presentation is available for download on the Healthcare Web Summit site. And thanks to our audience for listening, and thank you, Garrett, for sharing your insights with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.